Well, infertility treatment is a long road and it doesn't always go according to plan. So what do you do? How do you keep walking the road and have hope when that indeed is what unfolds? Hi, I'm Mark Mellinger, welcoming you to Hope, Faith, and Infertility, a podcast of Southeastern Fertility in Knoxville, Tennessee. And joining me today to talk about this difficult topic is Janessa Brown, who has been a Southeastern Fertility patient. She's part of the Southeastern Fertility family. And before we talk about you coming to Southeastern, Janessa, just acquaint me with your fertility journey, when it started, when you first knew, okay, we're going to have some problems.
Well, I have a daughter with my husband. She's 8, soon to be 9. And we decided to start trying to have another child. And it never happened. 2 years went by, nothing. So I was referred to a fertility doctor in Lexington, Kentucky. Went there, found out my tubes were blocked. I did not have a pleasant experience at that doctor's office, and I started doing research trying to find someone else. And I had some friends that had went to Southeastern, and I reached out to them, and they said, go, trust me, go. So we made an appointment with Dr. Gordon, met with him in May, and we started May of last year, and we started our journey.
And if I am correct, that journey included some of the mini stem IVF treatments, is that correct?
Yes, we did one mini stem cycle, and then we started a mini stem cycle, and it was canceled. I just couldn't produce enough follicles, so we decided just to go all in with full out IVF, and that was also unsuccessful.
So this is really difficult, and you know, you're only really a few weeks out from that last IVF experience. So talk with me about how you and your husband are dealing with this and looking at things right now, because you're sure not the only one who's in this situation.
We both stay busy. I stay busy. I try not to think about it, because the more I guess you dwell on it and think about it, the what ifs or what could have happened, it really gets to you. But in the end, at least we tried. You know, a lot of people, if you don't try, then you never know what could have happened. But we have tried. And that's something that at least that doesn't kind of in the back of my mind haunt me. We have tried.
And you said that your experience at other fertility clinics had not necessarily been the best. Did you feel like things were different here at Southeastern Fertility? Can you talk about that?
It was much different. As soon as you walk in the door, everybody knows you by name. They're like, hey, what's up? It's like walking into a family atmosphere. The last fertility clinic I went to, whenever I had the HSG performed, I woke up 2 days later with Bell's palsy. And I have permanent damage to my face from that. It was a traumatic experience finding out what was wrong. And then just, I don't know, it was during COVID and it was just different. And I was very thankful to find Dr. Gordon and the staff there. And Kaylee's amazing. Anytime I needed something, I would be sometimes calling Kaylee at the exact same time she was calling me, going to answer my question because she knew it was coming. That happened twice, actually. It's kind of strange.
Well, our team here really did and has enjoyed working with you so much and helping you walk this road. I mean, as you know, I'm the marketing director, so I don't usually see our families directly. There's no need for me to be a part of the medical process, but I know that you've been prayed for, and we had so many people here rooting for you. So it's hard when you get to that place where what we were all hoping for didn't happen. So what do you think the future potentially looks like? How do you, before we go there, because you may not know, how do you begin to regroup and get your bearings after something like this? You said you try to stay busy, and that that seems really wise. Will it be a little while before you think about whether you look at other routes of adding children to your family?
I think we'll just take it day by day now. Whatever God has in store, it'll unfold eventually. We went on vacation, I think, about the week after I got the negative pregnancy test, and just kind of relaxed. We went to Pensacola, enjoyed that, kind of got our minds off things, came back to work full force. So just day by day, we'll see what happens. I'm having some issues with my blood pressure now, so I'm having to get that looked into and just trying to take care of myself in an aspect right now, because I guess I'd kind of let myself go, because you get so consumed in, of course, we had to travel. It was almost a 5-hour round trip traveling to Knoxville from where I live. It just, you lose track of things sometimes, and school's getting ready to start back. And my daughter, I've been trying to spend a lot of time with her, and she's kind of been put on the back burner through a lot of this. But we've just been trying to spend family time together and just try not to, I guess, think about it in a sad kind of way.
And you said you're taking it day by day, seeing what God has for you. So there may be a time when you revisit this, or there may not. It sounds like you're really open-handed for when it comes to this.
I'm just open. Whatever happens with the medical stuff I've got going on right now, well, after we get through that, we'll see maybe what happens.
Mm-hmm. Talk about your daughter. We had not talked about her very much. Was she aware of, you know, attempts at a sibling, or did she just really not know at all what was going on?
She knew everything. She's with me all the time. If I'm not at work, she's with me on my hip. She hears all my phone conversations. She hears everything. Kaylee would be calling me, telling me things, and probably things she shouldn't hear. She's just like listening. What's going to happen next?
How's she doing?
She's good. She's fine. She told me whenever, of course, she knew that the test was negative, she said, "Mom, I'm sorry the baby didn't make it." And I'm like, "Well, that's just the way God had things planned. That's just, we have to roll with it. That's all we can do."
I can really tell from talking with you as well that you are a person of faith. And, you know, you don't have to be a person of faith to go to Southeastern Fertility, but we also certainly don't mask or disguise that it's that faith that underpins everything we do. It's why we do fertility treatment the way that we do. So I'd like you, if you're able, to talk about the role that faith plays in giving you the strength to handle this, and how you make sense of it. Because this is, I think, the answer on this is different for each person. And so I think it's helpful to hear each perspective. When you want something, you've prayed for it, it seems like a good desire, and God just appears to be saying, "No, not now." How do you work in your prayer life as you think of God to make sense of all that?
I just keep praying. Show me a sign. Give me something. And I remember there was one morning I was driving to Knoxville, and there was a billboard on a church, and it said something to the effect of "in God's timing." And I thought, this is probably not a good sign. And then of course it didn't work, but you have to be patient. I guess that's just something that I've really learned to deal with through all of this, is to be patient. Even though you want something on your timing, doesn't mean that it's the right time, or that it's going to happen. That's something I've had to learn the hard way in this.
And there is still time. And it's important, I think, to remember the story's not necessarily over yet, right? I mean, there could still be more chapters to be written.
Exactly.
So let's end it here. How can we pray for you? And is there anything else that you would say to women, couples who are in similar situations right now?
Don't hesitate and reach out. I mean, Dr. Gordon offers the 15-minute consultation. Just talk to him. I mean, that was one thing. The first meeting that we ever had with him, he sat down and talked to us for over an hour. How many times in your life can you say that a doctor has sat down and talked to you that long about issues that you're facing? Reach out to him. I promise you won't be. You want that. He's a wonderful person, and he's very knowledgeable about what he does. And he said he does things in simple terms. He doesn't try to use big phrases, you know, to where you can't understand what's going on. He's just very simple. And I wouldn't wait, because, you know, some people, whether you know it or not, you may not have much time. Your biological clock's ticking, and you may not realize that. So as soon as you can, if you've been thinking about it, reach out and do it. And just pray for us that we make whatever's to be will be. That's whatever God has in store, it'll happen whenever he's ready for it to.
Okay, it's a deal. We will certainly pray that you're able to accept whatever God has for you, and that you're able to discern it when he's bringing it into your life. That's a really good prayer for this season, and you better believe that we'll be remembering it and thinking of you and your family. Yeah, Janessa, I just can't thank you enough for your courage. You know, part of the goal of this podcast is to look at fertility treatment from all angles. Sometimes when you do marketing for fertility centers or other places, you only want to highlight quote unquote successes. But we want to give people a true feel for every perspective, every possible outcome. And so it's really important to hear voices like yours. And from the standpoint that you have used this hard time to help other people, there is success. There is value and redemption. So I want to encourage you in that, let you know we'll sure be praying for you and your family. I know our audience will join us in that as well. If you'd like to find out more about Southeastern Fertility, you can go to our website at southeasternfertility.org, southeasternfertility.org. And as Janessa mentioned, you can click on free consultations if you'd like to schedule a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Gordon. He's ready to hear your story. I'm Mark Mellinger. This has been Hope, Faith, and Infertility.